Camille Claudel is a major sculptress of the late 19th and early 20th century. It is said that, as a child, she showed surprising skill using soil to play around with textures. She depicts people as they are, without idealizing them, through a crisp, incisive formation and an ongoing quest of naturalism and expressive power. Throughout her career, she sought to translate the inner life of her models. That emotional power is what makes her sculptures so moving. The life and works of Camille Claudel were greatly influenced by her meeting with Auguste Rodin, of whom she became a pupil in 1884. Under his guidance, the personality and incredible talent of the young artist began to emerge, and throughout their stormy romantic relationship, a passionate, captivating artistic dialogue was woven. It would gradually destroy the young woman's autonomy. This bust bears witness to Camille Claudel's affection for her younger brother Paul, the most frequent subject of her artwork. Here, he is age 16 and she gives him the appearance of a young Roman. With his tight lips and far-off gaze, he has a serious air about him, while the gown draped across his shoulders give him a solemn look. She mixes references to ancient Rome through drapery and the Florentine Renaissance through the shape of the bust, which is cut off at the shoulders, and the fluidity of its lines. The smoothness of the face contrasts with the folds in the boy's tunic. Through this work, Camille confirms her talent as a portrait artist and her ability to capture the psychological states of a model. Here, you can see the ambition and the energy emanating from the model, despite his young age. The many portraits of Paul sculpted by Camille reveal how close the two were as youngsters, before they became a skilled sculptress and a famous author respectively.